So, we're very fortunate this evening to be joined by Srila Bhakti Vijay Trivikram Maharaj, Srila Gurudev's appointed Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Brazil. He's personally selected by His Divine Grace to be the Acharya of Brazil and perfectly qualified also. And I don't want to get too formal. Let this be the end of the formalities. I'm just going to fast forward. So I'll tell a little bit like of how we met, and then you'll join in to correct my lies, exaggerations, fabrications. Is that
Okay,
acceptable?
completely.
Okay. So, Janardhan Maharaj. Oh, I didn't get her. Janardhan Maharaj was very kind to me. And when Srila Gurudev was going on a tour of Mexico, I didn't have any money. So I was going to be stuck in California with the SoCal blues again. And so Janardhan Maharaj really, he's very generous, among many other things. People don't know his generosity. So he paid for me to go to Mexico. And I remember on the way out of the airport, the US Customs officer, they always pick somebody randomly out of the line. I'm always the guy they pick, okay? It doesn't matter how I dress, but I'm the guy. They go, "Can we talk to you for a minute?" I go, "I know. Welcome to my life." And they go, "Are you carrying more than $10,000 in US currency or monetary instruments?" I said, "I wish I was." And they said, "All right, you can go." I look like the guy who's smuggling drugs, money, or whatever, right? It's just the way it is. And I accept it. Sometimes I make not so humorous remarks. And that gets me into trouble because the Irish modes of nature make the tongue wag. And wagging tongues.
Get in trouble.
Exactly. So, anyway, I go to Mexico and we have this wonderful tour. I'll talk about that some other time. I was telling somebody about it today. Oh, Mahayogi Maharaj, how in Veracruz, a lady came, La Bamba, that song comes from Veracruz. And a woman with a harp sang it very slow, and she made rhymes on the spot. Like she'd, and Ashram Mars would do it too. So she'd, like, after she plays a little bit, she'd say, "I think you all know it is time to surrender to the lotus feet of Bhakti Sundar Govinda." And everyone, like. Anyway, that's where I met the reigning queen of Brazil and yoga and all things Shakti, Rohini Shakti, Didi. And I could see this person's totally charismatic, and we hit it off and everything. And she says, "You should come to Brazil sometime, you know." And I said, "Sure, but actually, Srila Govinda Maharaj decides where I go." So I can, in principle, accept any invitation, but it will only be when he tells me to go. Otherwise, I don't decide to go somewhere on my own. I can't accept an invitation, but I appreciate your asking. And actually, some time goes by, maybe like a year or so. And yeah, it was a year. And then somehow Gurudev greenlights the idea that I go to Brazil. But at the time, he was not Trivikram Maharaj, he was Ananga Krishna. And that's an interesting name because Ananga means Cupid. Like I wrote on the website, the Acharya from Ipanema. And I know you have no idea what this is a reference to, but there's a famous song from the 60s called The Girl from Ipanema. And says, "She's tall and tan and young and lovely." And our beloved friend Bhakti Vilas Parbat Maharaj, Bhuvan Mohan Prabhu, he went to school with the girl from Ipanema. It's a long story. So anyway, Maharaj, he's like the tall, dark, handsome. He carries, that is the burden. This is my situation. He has to carry that burden in life. So the Gurudev named them Ananga Krishna. Gurudev, he had a little bit of sense of humor. Not more than a little bit, a lot, that's an understatement. Ananga is the name of Cupid, who's irresistibly attractive and seductive, etc. Anyway, who knows the mind of Srila Gurudev? But he's gonna pick me up at the airport, and I can already sense he's a little suspicious of who is this guy named Goswami that Rohini Shakti is all gaga. Oh, and this is before Lady Gaga. Right. So Rohini's all gaga about this Goswami guy. You know, what's he all about?
And she told me, if you don't call Gurudev and ask for Goswami Maharaj to come, he will never come. Right. Because he knows all the etiquette and he will never cross over you. So I think they are waiting you to invite.
Right.
Then I called Srila Gurudev asking for your presence in Brazil.
Right, okay. So he picks me up at the airport, and I could say, I can detect he's the better side of neutral, but he's examining me. He's a little...
Never.
He's skeptical. You know, like, who is this guy?
The truth coming to light.
Right. It's thick. I can feel it. So I go, oh God, I just had a long... Now I've got to, win this guy over. You know, we've got a four-hour ride. By the end of this ride, we're going to know each other for better or for worse. You know, and I would say, I've never seen Brazil before. So I'm seeing these giant red ant hills. So it's just like weird stuff. I mean, Brazil is beautiful, but it's also weird. Red clay, ant hills. I'm like, what are those things? You go, they're ant hills. And they're like, the kind
termites.
That Valmiki was in.
Termites.
Yeah, termites. And I'm going, this is bizarre. And we're riding on the highway, and Brazilian highway patrol looks like Nazis. They dress just like Nazis. They have the boots and then the pants that go out like that, and they carry German Lugers, and they act like Nazis too. So I'm seeing many different things, but halfway through, I'm talking to Ananga Krishna at the time, who later becomes Trivikrama Maharaj, and he starts to lighten up a little bit. And then I'd say maybe 2-3 hours, now we're like becoming friends, I'm sharing things, he's getting to know me, I'm getting understand his past history and everything. So by the time we get there, we're actually become friends. And he's in a very humble position. He doesn't want to translate. Bhuvan Mohan's a professional. His father was a professional for the government. He lived in Washington, D.C. at the embassy. And Maharaj doesn't want to be matched against him. But sometimes Bhuvan Mohan cannot be there. So he's translating, and then we're getting to know each other better and better, and it starts working out. And this is the year of 9/11. So Rohini has all these big friends. She's the yoga teacher for the movie stars. And we're staying at some architectural digest house of
Jayalakshmi.
Who's Eco Cultura?
Yeah, right?
I'm on the flight, the in-flight entertainment, they have this show called Eco Cultura. I watched this show by this, attractive Brazilian presenter. Then later with Rohini, I'm at her house. I go, that's the lady on the airplane. And she goes, oh yeah, I do that show. And while staying there, Trivikram Maharaj is a lover of dogs, all right, and other animals, maybe all animals, but particularly dogs. There's dog, wherever he is, there will be dogs. right? I don't think that's changed.
No, it's still some dogs.
Right.
Five or six.
Yeah, he's down, keeping it down to five or six. At this house, I'm given a room that Jai Lakshmi's dog stays in. And what I don't know is that dog is about to have puppies. And she keeps coming to the room going like, and I'm going, I don't figure it out. That's where she wants to have the litter, because that's her place. I'm in that room. So then everything's getting weirder by the minute. Then Jai Lakshmi comes in the room. She knocks, I'm listening to tapes of Guru Maharaj. She goes, you should go upstairs and watch the CNN. I go, well, actually, I'm listening to Guru Maharaj now. I listen to his tapes. And I said, no, I'm trying to tell you, America is being attacked by terrorists, and you should go up and watch the CNN, and they'll explain everything. And I'm going like, this woman obviously doesn't know what she's talking about. Anyway, just if it'll make you happy, I'll go upstairs and watch CNN and see how America's being attacked by terrorists. Ooh, you know. And I go upstairs, and the woman goes, the second tower has just fallen. And I'm like, what? So I'm not going to get into all that. But you have to understand, I'm thinking, suddenly all the airports are closed. Rohini and I have a program to do for her new book, re-release of her book at a big bookstore. There, and on the radio, this is Brazil, they're saying planes, maybe 50 planes, are flying to each state in America and dropping bombs on the capitals and the government, you know. In other words, they don't say that there's 2-3 planes. It could be 50, it could be 100, it could be 1,000 planes are now attacking America and blowing up the United States. That's the radio, while we're driving the Rohini's program. And they say, all the airports are closed indefinitely. And I'm thinking like, does that mean I now live in Brazil? This is gonna be weird. Oh my God, like I'm not visiting Brazil, I live in Brazil. And also, something really disturbed me is that I look on my notes and the flight, it says, Mom and Dad, Newark, LA, such and such flight. And I realized my mother and father may be on the flight of all the people who are dead. So, but Rohini needs to do her book thing. So I said, you know what? This is your day. Let's forget, turn off the radio. Let's forget all this stuff and we'll just do your show. And she goes, thank you, you know. And when Rohini does an interview, she takes out a little vial of something and goes like, and then and then she talks for 30 minutes to that her friend, that lady who does the big yoga meeting, or you know who she is.
Marcia De Luca?
Yes, her. So Rohini talks nonstop in a charming way for half an hour after drinking whatever's in that little bottle. I'd like to get some, make a note, get me a six pack of that stuff. I think it's guarana or something like that, maybe with some other things. You know, health food stuff.
Organic.
Organic poppy. No. But anyway, so we do that. And the people in the bookstore, they go down the stairs out into the street waiting to take pictures with Rohini. I realize Rohini Shakti is a star in Brazil. She's famous. And he before had to always be like, who are you? Oh, you're Rohini's husband.
Oh, I'm still that.
Right. All right.
Some people they just tell me, oh, you belong to Rohini Shakti's ashram.
Right.
I say, yes. That's life.
And we do a program in the evening at these people who either own or run a TV station. You know who they are also. And the wife used to come out to the ashram. And I say, I have to give a, I think I can either obsess about whether or not my parents are dead, or talk about it's this 9/11 thing that's on the news all day and night, and everybody's talking about it, or I can just talk about Krishna Katha. And I think the best thing for me, the best thing for everybody here, is if I'll just talk about Krishna and not say one thing about 9/11 or start talking about the world of mortality. Don't do it. Like, don't go there. Just talk about Krishna. You'll be happy, they'll be happy, and we'll all stop obsessing about all this stuff. And at the end of the talk, so I did that, and I was happy, everybody was happy, and then they go, the phone, because you can't call America either. They go, you can now call. And I call and find out my parents were not going from Newark to LA. They were scheduled to go from LA to Newark, so their flight was canceled. So they're not dead. So I go, you know, Hari Bol. But anyway, then we get back, and Maharaj used to have a TV.
No, I didn't.
No.
Then I arranged for a,
oh, you got
that. I got some opportunity because I was wanting some TV, but you know, as always, the last word is ours. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Then I got the opportunity to have a TV because Goswami Maharaj is there, and we need news. Then I could have a satellite dish,
right,
and a TV. And you told me, don't do that. Don't put that. I don't need that. Right. Then I said, I need.
Right.
Then was
and
a
the
very
perfect
nice
excuse, yes, was 9. Oh, we don't watch TV, but 9/11, you know.
Yeah.
And on that, so Brazil, again, why it's so unusual? Maharaj would sit and watch. They have a station 24 hours that's just cows. Okay? Cows, the cow channel. And it's not like the Discovery Channel or Animal Planet, all right? It's a little different. And I come at Maharaj, they're like, and they're these beautiful white cows with like, they look like Vrindavan cows, right? And I am such a idiot, right? You know, I go, what a pious country. They have a whole station devoted to cows. People don't understand, you know, the Brazilian heart. And Maharaj goes, well, wait a minute. It's not exactly the cow
protection
channel.
Sir,
yeah, cow protection station. I go, well, how can they do this? He goes, it's auction. They're selling cows. And you can imagine why they sell cows. Do I have to spell it out? McDonald's, you know who Ronald McDonald is?
Yeah, Brazil is the second Indian cow population in the world. First is India, then is Brazil.
Those big white ones.
Yeah, you have Nelore, you have Zebu. Zebu means those who has the hump.
Oh, the hump, yeah. Right.
And you have the Gir, means giri.
Yeah.
They have the horns, like long horns.
Uh-huh, like a buffalo hump. Yeah. Right.
And then you have like many races from India, and from the 1500s, the Portuguese people started bringing from Goa to Brazil.
Because really, they're the beautiful white cows we always imagine that the Sharma puts in his pictures.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Like the of Krishna, the big white ones with Nanda Maharaj. I mean, it'll make you cry. They're so beautiful. And then when you realize why they're on TV, that might make you cry also. But just on this point, Guru Maharaj, when devotees are doing this whole thing, and somebody did this recently, how anyone who drinks milk is causing... I said, you're talking to the wrong Mexican, okay? Just stop it. I almost threw them out. I said, never say that to me. And I'm not going to get angry right now, although I could. And I'll just keep it light by saying, Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj says, his name is not Soyvinda, it's Govinda, right? And Govinda means milk. I will drink milk till I die. Milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, curd, anything. I could drink milk till I pass out. When I visit my mother at home in America, I drink cold milk. I don't do that here, but when I'm there, I go back to my childhood. Whatever I eat, I drink around a quart of milk with it. To this day, I'm a milk drinker, like a fanatic. And I don't want to hear, no, if you want to be my friend, don't ever say one thing against milk or milk products, butter, cheese, yogurt, or any of these things. Tell it to some other Naga. Naga, what's up? Okay, tell it to some other Naga. Don't tell it to me, right? I'm a cow herd type, okay? As Gurudev said about Lalita, I can see your Lord is Krishna. So anyway, so what I want to, now I'm just going to fast forward and you'll join and I'll shut up. I know, my mom says, I have two brothers, she goes, Philly was the last one to start talking. But once he started, he never stopped. But I'm going to stop. So here's the last thing I say. So fast forward, Gurudev comes and he'll tell the details. He actually owns the land that Gurudev was so proud of. And Lalita knows all the time when he's telling you how wonderful Chaitanya Saraswat Math is around the world, one of the first things he always says, talks about Russia, but he always says, and in Brazil, here's the way he says it, 5 miles by 5 miles. Yeah. He always says that. And it doesn't matter what literally is true. 5 miles by 5 miles, and it's heavenly, and it's this and that.
13 houses, 5 swimming pools.
Right. Yeah. Movie swimming yeah. pools,
punch,
movie stars.
Swimming pool.
Right. So he tells them, you know, at Mercedes car, you know, he likes to say that, you know. Anyway, so, and Maharaj can say some things about that if he chooses to. But what I want to say is, this was his property. And he formerly had another spiritual connection. So actually, Drohini Shakti Didi, who I met many years ago, she is a disciple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Even before Srila Gurudev. She was his disciple.
I think she took initiation 85.
Yeah, so it goes way back. So anyway, then she's his former wife. So then it's getting to the point where he should make a connection with Srila Gurudev. And what's he going to do with his property, his inheritance and all that? So I have my own version of this. And it's not a literal one, so forgive me when I say this. And I've thought about it for many years. And as you know, and it's been a few years now since Srila Gurudev withdrew his manifest presence from this plane. And out of necessity, I composed pranam mantras, one for Srila Avadhut Maharaj and one for myself. And someone say, how can you make a pranam for yourself? It's a very good question. I explain it in great detail if you want to read that. But in summary, Guru Maharaj says, yes, usually a qualified disciple does, who knows Sanskrit, etc. We don't have them. So I happily did this for Avadhut Maharaj. I selected the concepts and the vocabulary. And our friends, who shall go nameless, because they'll have to explain to everybody, they helped me, and through their pundit friends, verify that the Sanskrit is correct. And this has like been in the making for around a year, at least 9 months. So, but interestingly, I found other pranams coming out of me. And I will write them for the other acharyas also. But his came before the others. It's not finished. Don't worry, I'm not now going to have people come in with a sign or something. But in that, this is the concept I try to give, is that in the story of Bali Maharaj, he's told by his guru, Shukracharya, in the presence of the Vaman avatar, not to comply with his request. And he's told when lying is acceptable and not sinful. When your life is threatened, when someone's about to steal all your wealth. And my favorite one is in lying to women to bring them under control. So when the woman says, does my look like it's getting bigger? The proper answer is, if anything, the rest of you looks like it's getting smaller. All right, so you, if I wrote in one place, never tell a woman the truth, she never will forgive you. So we're told there's no sin in lying to women to bring them under control. Oh, how sexist. You know, it just happens to be, you know, let's just be real. It's the truth. So thank you. The sky rumbled in agreement. Or the sky saying, tell me about it. Right. As Gurudev quoted the one person when he entered his house, because his wife was hard to figure out, and they quoted this verse that says, even the gods are bewildered in trying to understand the mind of a woman. But that's a talk for another evening. So anyway, he's told these things. But Bali Maharaj feels in his heart like, my guru is saying not to accept who's in front of me as being divine. I have a good excuse to ignore it. But my heart has leapt up and is telling me something else. But he thinks Vamandev is he's a young brahmachari, that he's a little inexperienced. They said, you've asked for 3 steps of land. Obviously, you don't know much about life, existence, and property. So ask for something more appropriate than 3 steps. And Vamandev says very cryptically and beautifully, he says, I've heard that it's not good to have more than you need. So I only need 3 steps. That'll be appropriate for me. I think anything beyond that might not be good for my spiritual life. So 3 steps will be fine. As you wish. Then we know in 2 steps, he takes everything. And then Vamandev turns to him and goes, you've cheated me. And Bali Maharaj, what? You've cheated me. You promised 3. I've taken 2. Where's my 3rd step? You promised 3, and in 2 I've got everything. You're cheating me. Right? As Saraswati Tagore said, don't cheat me. You've come here for some reason. That's what's brought us together, this connection for Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Now you're going, the festival is over, you're going home. I say, if your home is burning down, let it burn. It's that home and everything in it is keeping you bound in the world. So don't cheat me today. Guru Maharaj said, what is this gentleman saying? At the time of parting, you should say something pleasant, like, have a safe journey and have a nice day. He's saying, don't cheat me. As they're walking out the door, they're going, what? Don't cheat me. You came here for a purpose. Stay and fulfill that purpose. Don't go back to your house. If your house is on fire, let it burn to the ground and be happy about it. It's that house and everything it represents to you that's keeping you bound in the world. So Vamandev says, you're cheating me. I asked for 3. You've only given 2. What remains for the 3rd? And what does Bali Maharaj do? Atma Nivedanam. Of the Nava Bhakti, he represents Atma Nivedanam. He gives himself. And what do we learn from this? Is that that's what Vamandev wanted all. Does he need a universe? From an expansion of his expansion, innumerable universes come out of the pores of his body while he's sleeping. He needs a universe. He's going to be impressed with a universe like some foolish person in this world, Ozymandias? No. He wants what's in Bali Maharaj's heart. He needs to take the other stuff away to get what's in the heart. That's all. And that's what he does. And my final statement on this is that, so Srila Tribhukramaraj, he offered the 5 miles one step, The 5 miles, the other step. And what remained for Govinda Maharaj was his heart. So when everything, he gave everything else, his family, his property, everything, at last he gave himself, his heart. And so when he took sannyas, Gurudev named him Trivikram, which is the other name of Vamandev, Trivikram, three steps. Adbhutakram, he of wonderful stride, is Vamanavatar. So in the pranam, it will reference these sort of concepts. So those are my final words, and I now turn the floor over to Srila Bhakti Vijay Trivikram Maharaj, the Acharya of Brazil, appointed by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj.
Jai, Srila Gurudeva ki, Jai, Srila Goswami Maharaj ki, Jai. Well, I met Srila Govinda Maharaj in 94 when he went to Brazil first time and invited by Bhuvana Mohan Prabhu that time. Uh-huh. And he went to Brazil to establish, to install the deity, Mahaprabhu's deity, and it was beautiful. I was in another institution that time. But I already had Rohini as my wife. So Rohini was doing service for Srila Sridhar Maharaj for some times and for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And that was funny because in 89 or 1990, I was in that institution and I got a book from a friend, Nagendra Prabhu, the Japanese guy with the boy who fell in the pool.
In the pool, okay.
Then I was in that institution, this devotee, this Prabhu, gave him a book. He is Srila Sridhara Maharaj's disciple. And the book is The Search for Sri Krishna.
Reality the Beautiful.
Yeah, then I was reading and devouring the book. Then one sannyasi came and said, if the leader of this mission see you were reading this book, he's going to be very angry. Then I told him, then I quit. And immediately I packed my things. The same moment, I said, if someone will forbid me to read this book, he's my enemy. Then I packed my things. That was some fortune, you know, some fortune came because I was really appreciating. I was like devouring the book.
Yeah.
Then I packed and I moved. Then I met Rohini. You see how funny it is?
Yeah.
Then Rohini took me to Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math. Then I met Srila Govinda Maharaj in 1994. I remember him like dressed in just uttariya without the t-shirt and doing the first arati for Mahaprabhu. Installing the deity.
Because you shouldn't wear sewn cloth at that time.
Yes, very beautiful scene. And slowly I started transferring my activities for Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatma. Then in 1996, we came to India and I was in a situation, weird situation, I don't want to get into it, with a drug addict. And, you know, he told me, if you don't go to see Her Guru, I'm going to beat you. And I knew he would do that. Something like that happened. Right. Then I had to go. Then I went to Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math in 1996. Then I saw Srila Govinda Maharaj and I came to him. I was frustrated about my life and many things was happening in my life. And I surrendered to him and I revealed my mind, my life and everything to him. And then he accepted me. I felt that transition. Because I couldn't see him in some level, but then I could see something extraordinary in front of me. Like suddenly was really, then I felt he accepted me because I surrendered, like, you know, I told him what I was doing. I don't need to tell anybody.
Then he started sending something to you.
Yes, then I invited him to go to Brazil. I said, Gurudeva, why don't you come to Brazil? I have much land. I can give some piece of land for the mission. And you can build your ashram there.
Yeah.
And he was like looking at me, smiling, but he never said, yes, I go. But suddenly, you know, I was a little spaced out. Spaced out. And Rohini managing everything. And then we came to know that he accepted the invitation to go to Brazil in 1998.
Oh.
Then he came to Brazil in 1998.
Yes.
And what you were saying, like it's out of your kindness and Vaishnava heart that you can see this, all this you said now about myself. But something was funny and sweet with Gurudeva. When he was in Brazil, in 98, when he arrived at the ashram, then we could see, I could see, you know, something extraordinary. The whole environment changed. I see things that I never saw in my life. Like my mother, she's like a traditional lady from, you know, our Catholic culture or whatever you call that. Then Gurudev arrived and she's jumping on the gate and saying, "Glories to Govinda Maharaj." She didn't know him. Like, what's going on here? My father, like, he's a tough guy, you know, like John Wayne, Chuck Norris guy, never cries, you know. Then he look at Gurudev, embrace Gurudev and break in tears, crying and going every day crying. I said, what's going on here? So, something extraordinary is going on. Then I was feeling something the whole environment, you know, was changed. I saw the guys, the hillbillies, if I can say that, you know, they don't speak English anyway. Well, the hillbillies, you know, all over the place. They're very simple and poor people. They start going to the ashram to see Srila Govinda Maharaj.
Uh-huh.
They're Christians. Yeah. They have nothing to do with us.
Like spiritual magnets.
They don't like us. Mm-hmm. But they want to see what's going on there. And, you know, going in front of Gurudev and doing like this, you know, like, and the whole environment became crazy. Then I told Gurudev, where is the place you want to give for the mission? Then we drove him uphill near to the forest, the place I liked. Very near. So it's a clean place, but near to a big forest, huge jungle. Then Gurudev looked with his stick, you know, this like his pose and looking everything, and he said, this is a beautiful place, but this place is for potheads.
Really?
Yeah. Then he said, Bon Shankar. Uh-huh. It's for, you know how potheads, what means? Smoking ganja. This place is for people who likes
who
to smoke
like to get
ganja.
High.
To get high.
Right.
And he did like they do in India. They had
the smoke with a chillum.
And they offered to Lord Shiva, Bom Shankar. He did like that.
Uh-huh.
And everybody laughing because many of them, oh no, I can't say that. No
right.
one was smoking.
A few of them, one or two.
Yeah. Then he came back to the ashram where he was, Mahaprabhu is now. That was his
uh-huh.
place.
The little temple. On the hill.
Yeah. Then Gurudeva sat like majestically. Majestically in his
chair.
Yeah. And he said, that was a nice place, but I want this ashram. And he made like that.
Uh-huh.
And Rohini immediately started crying.
Uh-huh.
Because now she lost her ashram.
That's where she makes her livelihood.
Yeah, now Rohini crying, you know, and I'm happy. Okay, I can give, you know. Mm. And immediately many devotees start saying, okay, who is going to be the president? And,
right.
and you know, managing the situation
yeah.
to kick me out and Rohini is out. That was,
right.
and Gurudev like brilliantly, He is understanding everything around. He told,
yeah.
this is my property. Mahaprabhu will live here. This is, you know, his transcendental place.
Yeah.
But Rohini and Ananga Krishna, they will be the managers. It's going to be in their names.
Yeah.
Then many people like, oh,
uh-huh.
like a little frustration.
Yeah.
Then you came in 2001. Yeah. Then what was good for me, like coming to this part of the... of my history, that I was already reading something and get in touch with the conception. But I mean, you know, like you know that, who can understand really, you know, the conception we are taking from our Guru Varga and mainly from Srila Siddhartha Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj. And then translating you was wonderful for me because I was like forcing myself to hear from someone who initiated me in that conception. Maybe you don't feel that because, you know, you were just working and doing your seva. But I was there and I was feeling something extraordinary coming to me, translating. Because when you were translating, this is a very tough job, but when you were you have to you know,
concentrate
completely, fully. And you were not an easy guy to translate. I mean, like, did you say what I said? Like, you know, chastising and we got scared and was like, it was exciting and very nice job to do. Then you came in, I think, next year, 2004,
right.
again, or
right.
five.
1 or 2 years yeah. later, right.
Yeah. Then we went to South Brazil, you remember?
Porto Alegre. And the gauchos
yeah.
and the mate.
And it was so funny, like, Srila Goswami Maharaj, like, very fast and doing everything quickly. And everybody really nervous, you know, everybody like, you know, oh, you know, he's an important person, he's a, like a senior Vaishnava. And I remember one guy, he was so nervous that it was raining, but really raining a lot. And the guy went through a gate with Goswami Maharaj, and he stuck with an umbrella. Right. And Goswami Maharaj went without umbrella, and the guy was stuck. Then many things happened like that. Right. You know, the keys, you remember the key, like right. The guy couldn't open the gate, right.
Yeah. And then I remember chimarrão.
Yeah.
The Brazilian way of doing mate.
Chimarrão.
Yeah. I can't even say it. But there's a certain way with the hair, like you can only a trained man, and we had a guy who could do it.
Yeah, they say like the chimarrão is the traditional drink from the natives in Brazil. And they make in a way, the herbs is up here, and when you pull the water, they say it's like a hair falling, you know, needs a way. There is a style. To
it's a Brazilian way that's different than the Argentines and the.
Of course. Oh man.
We mentioned.
Of course.
Told me at the time. He said, "We remember everyone's afraid to make jokes about 9/11." So he goes, "Oh, we have a joke in Brazil about it." And I go, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah, they call up the U.S. and they go, "Hello, this is Brazil. And we're taking responsibility for the 9/11 attacks. As you know, the capital of Brazil is Buenos Aires."
Yeah, because many people from America, when they say, I'm Brazilian, Buenos Aires. But we love that.
They love that. Yeah. And they say, the joke about Argentines created by Brazilians is they say, let's offend some people in Argentina right now. But I take this to give my dandavats to Shyama Mohini. But anyway, they say, what's the best deal you can get? And like, you know, financially, is to buy an Argentine for what he's worth and sell an Argentine for what he thinks he's worth. Anyway, let's not get into that.
Then, what I understand about all my life in Krishna consciousness is that how important, you know, some of Gurudeva's intimate friends, I can say.
Yeah, friends and associates.
Yes, friends and associates that we think that we are in touch with Srila Govinda Maharaj. But I was sure that I couldn't understand. I mean, 99% of with my guru, I could not understand him. And the persons who adjusted to me and digested to me what was going on in his association was his associates. And Srila Goswami Maharaj was a perfect person, and others also, you know, but he could give me. Many times I went to his room, and I think also Bhakti Lalita, I went many times to Bhakti Lalita and said, what Gurudeva meant with that? And they had to explain to me, you know, like his mood and all his ways to adjust with us and to preach and his conception. And that was very important for me. Then, like slowly, I transferred completely my life to Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatmat as much as I could. I mean, you know, I cannot say fully, like you were giving the example of some very high personality as
Bali Maharaj.
But I'm trying, you know, one thing I know that, and I knew from the beginning, that you never say no for your guru. That I had some, it was inside. I come from military family. Mm-hmm. They're like big
following
time.
Following orders from the big time, higher ups.
We say in Indian, the word is gunda. They're big time gundas. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, they have some loyalty, some rules, and they never say no. Is they have some kind of etiquette for the elders. Then it means, you know, Gurudev is an elderly person. And he's in the top. Whatever he tells you, you should obey.
Right.
That was my previous education. I don't know if everybody's like that. I mean, in my family, but I had that feelings, and that was my fortune. And I failed many times. Sorry for my accent.
Failed.
Yes, I can't say that.
Right.
I'll keep my Italian accent. Then I know that I couldn't fulfill his desires, but I tried to say yes for everything, you know, and try to keep my life in his shelter. But I know how important, you know, I was just telling.
I remember during this time too, these years, is every now and then, Gurudev would bring Trivikram Maharaj to his side and make him his guard. So he has to stay with him 24 hours a day. And it used to drive us crazy sometimes because Trivikram Maharaj cannot stand still. So you would always pace. When other guards stay by the door, he's like on patrol, walking back and forth. But Gurudev liked that. He wanted his presence to show that you have to take Srila Gurudev seriously, and if you don't, or you have some challenge or something, this gentleman is sitting next to him, you're going to have to deal with him. And he can put on this game face where he doesn't look so friendly.
But there was no action. I was always frustrated because,
he wanted something to happen.
Yeah, who are going to beat here? Like old guys coming with their sticks. I'm a bodyguard here.
Remember, you go, Pyad Devina.
Pyad Devina.
Pyad Devina. Like, don't touch his feet.
And one day, Gurudeva sat in. I was alone with Gurudeva, right? Mm. And then the money changer came. And then Gurudeva said, lock the door. No one is supposed to come. Now I know I'm in trouble. Like, no one. I know his room is all the time people coming. Then someone comes and knocks the door and I say, Gurudeva, such a person is there. Okay, open. Then again, Gurudeva, such a person is there in the door. Okay, open. Now we have 10 persons in the room. Mm-hmm. And he said, no one. Just me and the money changer. Then his mother comes to the door. Uh-huh. And I don't know what to do with two young girls, like teenager girls, carrying the mother. The mother barely can
stand on her own legs.
Yeah. And then I told Gurudev, your mother is on. And Gurudev said, what she wants? I said, I don't know. Then everybody, open. And Gurudev turns to everybody and say, Kichu Budi Habena, for me. I didn't know what meaning in Bengali, but some friend of mine came and translate. Like, he has no brain. It's something like that. You know, my mother comes to the door and why he doesn't open immediately.
Right. I know.
then the mother came, that was the... And I remember Bhakti Lalita saying, I don't do any more... What was that? I don't do any more fan and light, like turning on the lights.
All right. Because Gurudev always goes, make off the light. And five people jump up and they touch the wrong switch, they turn the fan, the TV off, and he's like...
No, and in India, you have a panel...
It's with like 20 switches.
300 switches. And
you don't know which one is which. They never do it twice the same way.
Yeah. And and every time you are there, some mystery, some electrician goes there and changes. After memorizing all this stuff.
Right.
But in Brazil was a very intense experience. You know, I never more got that, I already read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then you have, you know, that was my feelings. Maybe most probably I was tripping out. But I mean, you know, was someone from Chaitanya Charitamrita living there.
Srila Gurudev.
Yes,
right.
Someone from that, is coming from Chaitanya Charitamrita and manifesting.
Right. That type of personality has stepped out of the pages in your life.
And living there, the ashram, and doing his you know, lila, whatever.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is true. It works.
And everybody had some feelings, extraordinary feelings.
Right.
And then the boy fell. That was like the most.
Yeah. Isn't that the day that you give everything? Something happened.
I can't remember, but
do you know Lalita?
The boy falls in the water.
And drowns. Because Gurudev told me...
Bhakti Lalita shaved that time.
Gurudev told me that he said about he's just given me everything.
Yeah.
Everyone has come here in joyful celebration. And a little kid fell in a pond and drowned, died. He's dead. Yeah. Like these little children we have here, that's why we should be careful.
Completely
we're letting
careful.
Them play and everything. The child fell in a pond that's only this big and drowned. So there's a dead child laying there. And Guru, you'll tell what he told, but he told me, he said, I said to Krishna, what do I tell them now? I don't know what to say. He just gave everything. We're having a big celebration. What am I supposed to tell them? I don't know what to say. Please tell me what to say. And then the Ananda or
Ananya Bhakti, she took charge because she's a dentist, so she knows all the first procedures.
First aid.
Then she told the father, you know, I was taking prasadam with the father. The father was the guy who gave him the first book. Mm-hmm. Then she told him, you must give a massage to his heart and I will breathe. Then we do five times, you know, CPR or whatever you
CPR.
Call it. CPR. Then after some time, Rohini started chanting the mantra with everybody. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Then like after maybe four or five
minutes,
breaths. The boy started vomiting the water and coughing and putting the water out. And then Gurudeva told us, like someone went to tell him. And he said Gurudeva was very silent. And then he prayed to the Lord, you know, why you were doing that, you
right.
know. And then the boy came alive. And Gurudeva always right. said, you know, Ananya Bhakti saved the boy.
Right.
He was like, yeah.
He's not taking the credit. Krishna answered Gurudev's prayer is what happened. And later at... what's her name? Cesar. Neza Cesar. At her house, that program that evening, I see that boy again when Bhuvan is showing me how to put passion fruit on chocolate ice cream.
Okay.
He loved to eat.
This is he's a specialty.
Yeah. And that kid's, and they go, that's the kid.
No brain damage after 15 minutes drowned.
How old is he now?
Oh, he may be now 17
years old, like
something.
Totally normal. It was you know, it's what they call a miracle. But the miracle was Gurudev not just going, oh my Lord, not like that, saying, what's wrong with you? Krishna, what's wrong with you? He just gave everything. We're having a big celebration. What am I supposed to tell them now? You tell me. What do I do? Devotee can express that kind of anger, loving anger, that Krishna likes that his devotee can say something like that. And then Krishna says, all right, Balaram says, he goes, when they're all lying fainted on the banks of the Jamuna, he goes, these are not Ayodhya monkeys. These are not Vaikuntha people. These are your beloved devotees in Vrindavan. Stop this play. You're breaking their hearts. And then Krishna like, all right. And Vishwanath says, why does he do these things? Because he's Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He's a bhav eater. And he knows there's like what's regularly going on in your heart. That taste, it's also nice. But if he puts you in great difficulty, the heart will go to its deepest place and make an offering from there that he can't refuse. That's why he does it. He's addicted to heart.
And also remembering, you know, how much I can't say in English, but how many mistakes we made. Like now I'm remembering, you got bitten.
Yeah, those bugs.
Yeah, some bugs, you know, we have some birds. Yeah. They come in the summertime, or they start arriving in September, October, and they have some bugs, some lices. And it's very, very difficult.
They burrow into your skin.
For white skin, it's like even worse.
Right.
They like American blood. Then Goswami Maharaj was really, his hand was full of bites and stuff.
And they live inside you. Yeah. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I had to move out of that room where their cat, it's obviously his place where my chair is. So I just use him as a cushion for my feet. And he's warm, and it's cold there. So I put my feet, the cat just sits there. I keep my feet on the cat, and I'm like, everything's saffron. You don't know how beautiful the place is. That Rohini, she walks around with, as room 5, clean, change the sheets. You know, she's like a commando. They have a fireplace and these little bungalows. As we go to the new place, I showed Maharaj the other day, the bamboo housed up, blah, blah, blah. When they have the fire, they're the tree that has the special tinder that's perfect for starting fires. When you want to make a fire in a fireplace at the Krishna Shakti Ashram, it takes one match, and they've got the matches there too. You go, you take your match, go like this, just put it there at the bottom, and it goes, the tender lights, the next level lights, the next level. In 3 minutes, you have a perfectly burning fire that, unless you're a total moron, you'll be able to control it for 2 hours.
And another thing Gurudeva told about those pine trees. They give those.
They give these special like pine cones.
Yeah, they have some fruits. And Gurudeva told they are all sadhus in meditation. Gurudeva said that. They're all sadhus. And when Gurudeva was coming downhill, Bhuvana Mohan, he stopped the car and he pointed the temple and the area. And then Gurudeva said, you know, they are all, you know, the whole environment, the whole nature
at
here,
the Krishna Shakti Ashram,
the area, they are praying to me. They want Krishna consciousness. And without the mercy of Mahaprabhu, they wouldn't get it. That's why Mahaprabhu came here.
Hare Krishna.
That was beautiful.
Maharaj, that's the perfect note to end this evening's discussion on. Mm. How, and that's again, Srila Gurudev was never opposer. These self-promoting advanced gurus, they're relishing mellows. It's all bullshit, all right? Clear and simple. Or as my father would say, horse shit. Because, you know, bullshit we worship, right? So it's horse shit, right? Gurudev didn't play those games. He told someone once, when they asked him about some spiritual practice, he goes, do you want me to make a show? Should I make a show for you? And then you'll feel like you've got a guru, right? So the weird note, the real Vaishnavas, like Pundarik Vidyaniti, they're keeping what they've got suppressed. Swarup Damodar, suppressed. That's why Srivas Thakur teases him. And Mahaprabhu, don't tease Swarup. Then it all comes out. So Gurudev, he's keeping it suppressed within it. I am just a simple village boy. I was naughty boy before, now I'm good boy. And all these kind of things. He's actually telling you the truth. They think, he's playing or he's actually cleverly telling you what the truth is. And we're in Geneva with Gurudev. And we go to the Vedanta Society or the Ramakrishna, whatever. And there's this Indian there, and he's going like, I am the only Swami in all of Switzerland, and I have a PhD in bullshit, right? So then the Guru's like, So he invites Gurudev for this, it was a Kadashi, I remember, as I recall. Anyway, so we're having this program, and what he does, where you should be introducing Gurudev, he's telling everyone how qualified he is. And I got my matriculation from, and I got a MA from here, and I got a PhD from here, and I did this, and I did that, and I'm the only person, and I'm this, and I'm that, and like, and then he does this whole thing. And now I introduce the Swami, Govinda from, the Bengal. And then Gurudev, he goes, I am not so qualified. Actually, I'm just a village boy from a little village in Bengal. I have no higher education. I only went to fifth grade or something. He didn't even go to high school, So Gurudev starts telling how unqualified he is. And Prabhu here, Swamiji, is extremely qualified in so many ways. I could never hope to be qualified as he is. I'm just a simple village boy. So you'll forgive me for not being so qualified. And then he said, but my Guru Maharaj is very qualified. This is Gurudev. He goes, my Guru Maharaj is very qualified. And by his grace, he took pity on this unqualified person and extended something to me. Then he quoted a sloka, like maybe about the gratitude of disciple for guru, how rare it is to find guru in the world, even more rare to find a qualified disciple. Then he talked a little bit more about his disqualifications and quoted another sloka. Long story short, with each sloka that Gurudev quoted, and it's heavy Sanskrit, not the simple stuff that everyone, not, you know, yada yada hi dharmas, you know, like, I mean, that's beautiful, but I mean to say, like, heavy, esoteric, long Sanskrit, you know. Every time, because the man's there like this, like a cock, right? As Saraswati Thakur said, he's talking about the leg of a cock. That's what the materialist is. They're so proud, they're stride. And he says, all you do is go and knock them over, done. But they're strutting around like proud cocks. One sloka, the man's head goes. Two slokas, three, four, 20 slokas. After around 30 slokas, he's like, and Gurudev keeps going, I am not so qualified. Now the guy's head is on, I am not so qualified. I'm not as qualified as you. And then he quotes another sloka, and then in the end, the guy's like, and I said, Gurudev, that was like the best I've ever seen. In the name of praising that man, you annihilated him and showed the world what a pompous ass he is. You know, that's his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. And that Govinda Maharaj, who knows everything, he selected Bhakti Vijay Trivikram Maharaj to be the Acharya of Brazil. Need I say more? End of story. Hare Krishna, we'll meet again. Same time, same bat channel. Hare Krishna.